In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our beloved Father, the Bishop, our Father, our priest, honored guest, and the ambassador, and the member of the diplomatic courts and the consulates, members of the parliaments, and the representative of the municipal cities, member of the press, and the congregation present here today, and those following us through the live stream, and grace, peace to you. First, I would like to express my sincere gratitude for your presence and support, which is I highly value, and I want to explain to you the role of the Coptic Church in the land of the immigration in general, and more specifically in the Diocese of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada. The Church has a patriotic role in the lands of immigration. Our priority is taking care of Egyptian immigrants and their families, and the preservations of their ties with the Egyptian Church. Also, we want to help them integrate into their new country, and what a beautiful country Canada is. The Coptic Church is a faithful keeper and the representative of the Egyptian culture and civilization, and we continuously work in harmony with the member of Egyptian diplomatic missions, embassies, and the consulates. Second, the Church plays an important regional role, which is based on the teachings of the Bible, as we learn in the St. Paul's first epistle to Timothy. I exhort you, therefore, that the first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Two representatives of the city councils, the members of the parliaments, and the government officials, the Church also always prays for you to continue in faithfully serving all citizens whose well-being in our common goal. Third, the Church has a role to play with the various Christian denominations. Our objective is to increase the communication between us, to exchange and to learn from each other, and to strengthen and positively impact the progress of our dialogue on an international level. And fourth, the role of the Church towards those who have different faiths, beliefs, and doctrines. The Coptic Church loves everyone and respects everyone's and accepts everyone's. The Coptic Church is a firm believer and the promoter of the peaceful coexistence and the principle that has allowed the societies with the different nationalities to thrive and succeed, and which is discourage any extremist ideologies from the spreading. Lastly, I would like to express my desire to establish a direct lines of communications and to plan meeting with the various representatives of diplomatic, religious, secular organization to coordinate our efforts to serve our society and our congregation. Once again, I thank you all, and I wish you a pleasing and blessed evening. Thank you for all. Thank you.
Alleluia, Doxa Patri, Kei Yonke. Agiomnem mati kenin kai Christos eon aston eon on amin tenoshe volengo em magio oben shoin Isos be Christos es moni airen ted ves moni mau em efiaro es moni siti nem nisi ebe knaiden te kirini oen soften be klaos atiem mono onainan akichit charis em moises temet owi ben temet shi sadek temet chelo en te Jakob bin Ogenain temet u salabi katiep sot ben ti David Ti Sophia and Ti Solomon be Ebnemam Barakli Tom Vieta Vie Jenny Abosto Losef Choisem Arevo Tauerat Nembenyot Tayot in Archerefti Baba Avata Wadro Nembenyot in Episcopus Ava Bolos Not in Tet Veta Grovigen Oestro Not in Admission Rambin Emancio Eneri Con in testa vio e no gaji tiro sabasit in neve chalav gen colem tove be Christos eria gontev canin novina nevot irini kadabin ishti nai kirie leison kirie logit son amines moerois simatonia conievol gombiesmo
be Christos penoti
amina sejo
Eboron ti hirini moinanen te kirini semnenanen te kirini kanin novinani volgi thok teti gomnen beonen besmonen biaman shani amin. Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our
daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The love of the God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the gift and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen. Go in peace, the peace of God with you.
And also with your spirit.
Now during the distribution of the gifts, our beloved deacons will chant the melody or the hymn of E Agape, which means the love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion and gifts of the Holy Spirit be with our honored Father, the Archbishop Pope Tawadros II, and his partner in the apostolic ministry, our beloved Bishop Boulos.
Okay.
Keton or Astro. Jenny.
Oh, Please don't forget to go out. There is food. There is food outside, please.
Go ahead. Ben Ebesko